what would be a preferred career for devotees? Not necessarily any one career will be preferred, because all of us have different natures. And to the extent we can find a career which broadly is according to our nature, to that extent the conflict in our material life will be less. And then we can more peacefully practice spiritual life. So what as devotees we could do is, we can observe ourselves more and try to understand, you know, what is my nature, what are my strengths. Quite often, we choose careers primarily based on, you know, what helps us to earn more money, or what has more prestigious society, what has more glamour associated with it. And when we choose that way, we often get into careers which are not very compatible with us. And then that causes a lot of conflict. So if we observe ourselves carefully and understand what our strengths are, then we can choose an appropriate career, or even within a career itself, we can shift our trajectory a little bit more towards things which we are harmonious with. So for example, say somebody has a more Brahminical nature, then they may choose the profession of teaching, as a teacher or as a professor. But even as a professor, we may not be able to change our career completely. But once we understand our nature, then we can adjust our career in such a way that as much as it is compatible. Within teaching, somebody may do more research, somebody may do more actual giving classes, somebody may be more administration. So there is always flexibility like that. So broadly speaking, if the career is as compatible with our nature as possible, the conflict is less. Secondly, it is beneficial if devotees don't get into careers that are known to be excessively demanding. There are certain careers which involve very long work hours or very high stress levels. And if we get into those kind of careers, then often that sucks and drains our physical and mental energy. Then we don't have the energy left to practice bhakti. Sometimes in any career, the work pressure and work demands may be more, and that we have to adjust. But if somewhere constantly it is more, then it leads to imbalance. So there, in careers where the workload is moderate, that is also a good career for devotees. And overall, the principle in bhakti is that as we become more and more focused in our bhakti, we get the intelligence from within. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenama upayantite. Krishna says, I give the intelligence by which you can come back to me. So how to move forward in one's career, that intelligence also Krishna gives us when we keep practicing bhakti, studying. Another thing, the traditional Vedic culture is that there is grihastashram, and there is vanaprastha, and there is sannyas. Now that the brahmachari festival, these are the traditional ashrams. Now literally these ashrams may not be replicable in today's world, but broadly, now as devotees keep practicing bhakti steadily, then as the years pass, they try to plan in such a way that in the later part of their life, they can decrease the amount of time they spend on their work, and they can spend more time on bhakti directly. So when we are in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, we focus more on our career, make some arrangements by which we can in the later years work less and have more time for practicing bhakti. So that sort of career planning is very helpful. By which, although right now it may not be a career not seen as conducive for bhakti as we like, but in the long run it will become more conducive. When Srila Prabhupada was asked about this, when Srila Prabhupada was there on the planet, most of the devotees would live in the temple. In fact, even 1980s, 93% of ISKCON devotees were living in temples. And they were doing services in the temples, like book distribution and things like that. But afterwards, the demography changed dramatically. Now, practically more than 93% of devotees stay outside the temples. 97%, everyone practically. So, because this has changed, so we can't have any one standard formula. Every devotee will find, according to one's own nature, how best to balance the material and the spiritual. So, the balance which we seek is something which will be individual. Now, what might seem too much workload for someone else may be a moderate workload for someone else. What might seem like a too demanding job for one person may not be so demanding for another. And they say the shoe that bites one person, the shoe that fits one person, bites another person. So, like that, in material life, we can't have a one-size-fits-all formula. That this is the career that works for me, therefore this career will work for everyone. No. We have to, we can consult senior devotees, but we have to take our own decisions about how to best balance our careers. Does that answer the question? Thank you. Yes. You had the last question?